Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Tzikiona ben Chana, Maris Hana Miriam Bas Alta Chana, Avimor Avimoras Yishayichyu. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shemaya Maimer Lamed Vav in Pachat Yitzchak on Shavuos. The Rambam writes in the third paragraph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Gimel, L'fichach Misharotza Lizkos Bekeser Torah Yizar B'Cholei Loisav, L'yovad Afilu Echad Mehem B'Sheina V'Achil V'Shtia V'Chayotze B'Ola B'Talmud Torah. The Divrei Chochma. Rambam says, therefore, somebody wants to be zocheh to Keser Torah, should be careful all of his nights. He shouldn't lose out even one of them with sleep, with eating, drinking. Rather, he should be involved with Talmud Torah and Divrei Chochma. The Rambam is told that he's zocheh in Keser Torah in Shmiras Halelos, preserving one's nights for Talmud Torah and not wasting it on other things. So words of Torah can be understood in many different ways, and so to the words of the Rambam can be understood in many different ways, and we are going to go on one derech in the Rambam. There are two rishuyos, there are two domains in the life of a Jewish person. There are divrei rit mitzvah and there are divrei rishus. Ela shehakol bara lichavodo. Everything God created for his honor, and the klal is that there's no chutz, there's no shir, there's nothing outside of Kavod Shemayim. In Memela, the union of Kavod Shemayim is a broad gate in which tzaddikim go to insert, to place all of the Divrei Rishus into the Tchum, into the area of Guf HaKedusha. It's all going to be in the realm of Kedusha, all Divrei Rishus of the tzaddikim is all going to be placed in the world of Kedusha. And that applies to the klal, that applies to the prat. Klolius ha-anhaga of the nation, there is the same chalukah between anhagas ha-mitzvah and anhagas rishus. There is also this realm of mitzvah, and there's also in the nation the realm of rishus. However, here, these two types of anhagos create two types, two categories of shilton, of rulership. And every hanhaga from one of these two hanhagos is special in its unique koach shilton. And this is explained in the Drashas Haran, that the whole seder ha-hanhaga in the ma'arechet of kiyum ha-mitzvahs, all the world of mitzvahs is in the realm of the shilton, of the rulership of the Sanhedrin, because the koach of Sanhedrin is b'horas ha-torah, ha-mutter v'ha-asr, ha-potter v'ha-chiyuv, Hatame v'hatar, hamakudosh v'hamechulo. Everything in the world of permitted, forbidden, obligated, optional, pure, impure, holy, violated, that is all in the realm of Sanhedrin. That's Horas HaTorah, that's the Koch Shilton of the Sanhedrin, because the Das of Sanhedrin is Das Torah, which is the Hachra, which is the decision mitoch gufei hilchoseha, from the very halachas of Torah. With anhagas ha'uma, v'divrei rishus, the leading of the nation in matters of rishus, optional matters, the hachra, be'eze derech, yishkon or shel kovet shemayim, which way will the light dwell in honoring heaven, in other b'yeter zohar, b'yeter b'hikus, with more shining, with more spark. So this hanhaga is given into the hands of Melech Yisrael. So the world of mitzvahs is given over to the Sanhedrin, and the world of rishus is given over to the Melech Yisrael. And because of this, the ikar koach of a melech is only b'horas shah, because in the hachras of ribui kavod shemayim, that's talui in the tanaim, in matzavim, in the situation, in the circumstances of that time. So when we talk about a melech, we talk about being marva kavod shemayim, increasing God's honor, God's glory. And how is God's glory going to be increased if not depending on the circumstances at that time? So that is the realm of the king's rulership. L'umadzot, in contrast to this, the ikar korach of the Sanhedrin is dafka b'horol adoros, because all the Psakim, b'mareches kiyum hamitzvahs, are all given l'doros. mitzvahs are for the generations, and then there's Haras Shah, which is for the king, Sanhedrin and the king. So it would appear l'chaora that we have in front of us two sugim, two categories of koach hadas. One koach rules in the seder hamarocha of guf hakedusha, and a second koach which rules in bringing divrei rishus into the tchum of kedusha. But that is all in the world of l'chaora. But the truth of the matter is, bevadai, it's not so. We see lehedya, we see explicitly that there is a nullification of the distinction between these two kochos of das. In that halacha, that establishes that you're only allowed to appoint a king if you have a Sanhedrin. In other words, in the klalius of the shlemus of the nation, there is a das hachra b'divrei rishus that comes mitoch das hachra beguf hakedusha shamareches kiyom hamitzvahs. So we have this Sanhedrin who's responsible for mitzvahs, and they are machria in the world of rishus who is going to be melech. So we see that in fact the king is involved in divrei rishus, but it comes from mikoach the world of kiyom hamitzvahs. It comes from the world of halachas. It comes from the world of eternity, of dor l'dor, kol doros olam. So usually we use a mashal in the life of the individual in order to explain through it a mahalach in the world of the community. Nevertheless, this time we decided to go in the opposite direction, and we used a mahalach that's taken from the life of the nation to explain through it a parallel line in the life of the individual. Because the truth of the matter is that every individual also has two kochos hadas that are active in him in different directions, every sug of das in its own unique path. That the das that decides in questions that relates to kiyum hamitzvahs have specific halachas to judge based on them. The das that decides between different possibilities of behavior in the world of Rishus, a hachra, main hatstadim, which tzad is going to bring more kavod shemayim. Sometimes kavod shemayim is going to be misraba when a person does more hishtadlis. Sometimes kavod shemayim is going to increase when a person acts with bitachon, doesn't have to do so much personal, invest so much personal effort. Sometimes with hachna, with subjugating himself. Sometimes natschanut, being more dominant, powerful. So this hachra doesn't have halachos kavuos ladun al piyam. When you're in the world of halachos kavuos, then you have a set codex of law telling you how to behave, and then you have your das, which tells you what the halacha is. But then when you're in the world of Rishus, you don't have halachos kavuos. That is talui beikar b'hargashat mahuto shel hamatzav hashani dona. That already is more dependent on that present time. So that's more like that's parallel to the king and the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin's halachos kavuos in the life of a yachid. And what's parallel to the king in the life of the klal, in the life of the yachid, we have his own personal rashas, divrei Rishus. How he decides what's the correct behavior in this situation that's not dependent specifically on mitzvahs. And here we come to that area where every yachid has to recognize with a clear recognition that you're only ma'amid ha-melech al pi Sanhedrin. There is a chovas hakara on every individual to know faithfully that the Das hamachriya b'mareches divrei rishus is not an independent das. Adarabba, the whole koach of das to be machriya about being machnis divrei rishus l'toch hakedusha is only miskayim because this koach hadas is completely reliant on the koach hadas that's machriya in guf divrei hakedusha. Just like we found that it's the Sanhedrin that's appointing the king. so too, and the king therefore is drawing his powers from the Sanhedrin, from the world of halacha, so too, when it comes to being machri in our own lives as individuals, in divrei rishus, that koach ha'achra has to draw its power from the world of mitzvah, from the world of dinim, that koach ha'das. So the das of Horas Shah is relying on the das of Horas Netzach, of eternal hora, of eternal teaching, which is the world of halacha. So we see a beautiful parallelism between the Chaya Klal and Chaya Prat, that in both cases the Divrei Rishus are decided by eternal standards, by Divrei Halacha. We have to know that we are not dealing with the natural mahalach of koach hadas, because we're saying that somebody who's zoche to reach that madriga in Torah that's called asuke shmaitzu aliba dehilchasa, hu virak hu ageber hu kam ol sheyesh lo hormon ademalka lios neman bachraso gam behora atluya b'shinuya amatzav uvechilufi atanayim she'enam nogim lahalachas hakvus b'kiyam hamitzvus ela shehim nogim לאופן הכנסוסים של דברי רשוס לתוך הקדושה. We're saying that somebody who's zoche to reach that madregan Torah that's called asuke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, that he can pass in shailas, only he has rishus from the king to be faithful in his hachra, also in a hora that's dependent on different circumstances, different conditions that are not nogea, that don't relate to set halachas and kiyom hamitzvahs, but rather relates to bringing those divrei rishus into kedusha. And this kesher bein koach hadas lahachriya b'davar sheyesh bo halachos kfuas, uvein koach hadas lahachriya b'davar shekol adiyun bo anatola el umdina b'shikol das b'hargashas hamitzius, this kesher between the koach hadas to decide in matters where there are set halachas, and on the koach hadas to decide in matters that is all talui in an umdina, in a shikl das, in feeling the metzias. This kesher is not a chok mechukei hateva. It is not a law in the natural world, but rather, this kesher is a kesher skuli, a sort of a more mystical, magical kesher, hamofia kepele, that it reveals itself as a wonder, like other kochos hapele in the skula of Torah, like other wondrous kochos in the magic of Torah. And we are therefore establishing that this koach pele is the keser Torah. In other words, a person who is zoche to the koach ha'achra bofane havode b'divrei rishus, that he can decide what the correct avode is in matters of rishus that comes from the koach ha'achra in the asuke shmaitza liba dehilchas and guf ha'mitzvahs, hu hu hageber hu kam ol. This person is the person who raised literally the yoke based on Lashon HaGemara. That David HaMelech was making Ula Shel Tshuva, he raised the yoke of Tshuva. So he is Zoche B'Keser Torah, and about this person we can say the Pasuk of Bi Melachim Yimlochu, that with me, that with Torah, he appoints kings. In other words, he's Ma'amid Melech Al Pi Sanhedrin. This person who is able to be Machriya Divrei Rishus from his Koach HaAchra and Divrei Halacha, he uses his koach ha'achra b'divrei halacha to also be machriya and divrei rishus, that divrei rishus, his das, is reliant on the das of halacha. Such a person is zocha to the true keser Torah. He is the one who's ma'amid melech al pi sanhedrin. He is like the person who is appointing a king, which again we said is divrei rishus al pi sanhedrin, which is the world of halacha. So we said that it's a koach pele because lamito shel davar, that chush, that sense that's required specifically on Haras Shah, and that chush that's required in Haras Netzach, in eternal matters, in halachic matters, are b'chinas tarti desasri, they seem to be contradictory. And we know people who are excellent at one, and they're not necessarily excellent at the other. And the Maharal was already mashrish in the Matbeah Bracha, Mafli Lasos. What's Mafli Lasos? that when we say in Ashi Yatzar Mafli Lasos, it means that the Pele of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's Mekasher Ruchni Begashmi. And therefore, when you have two things that come together that are really contradictory, that sod is the sod of Pele. And this Pele of connecting the Chushim of Hora L'Shaita to Hora L'Netzach, of connecting the two, my power is to decide in the matters of eternity of Halacha, and from there it draws the Koch of Hora L'Shaita of temporary matters, that is Mikochos HaPele Shel Skulas HaTorah. That's one of the wondrous Kochos of Torah that the Torah gives to somebody who's Zoche B'Keser Torah. Keser Torah, again, the person who's able to decide in non-halachic matters and matters of Rishus how to be Mar B'Kovet Shemayim, Mikoach, his power to be Machriah, to decide in matters of Halacha. So until now we've been discussing what the Keser Torah is. From now on, we're going to explain the Derech to be Zoche in Keser Torah. And the Rambam says that's by learning Torah at night, like the Rambam paskins in Ochos Tama Torah. So it's a mikra mefurish b'Torah yisachar chamor garem, chamor bal atzamos velo chamor bal bosar she'eno noach lemasa ela chamor bal atzamos shu omid b'yichud l'sevel l'masa. In other words, not a chamor who's got a lot of flesh, a lot of fat on him, but rather a chamor who is chamor garem, who's got a lot of bones. From his bones, that he's able to carry heavy burdens. And the pasuk continues and says that how does Yisachar become a chamor garim? Because vayar menucha ki tov, and because of that vayesh shechmo lizbo vayhi lemas oved vadvarim sotrim et atzmam. What? Just because he likes menucha, because of that he goes to work. It says, Vayar menucha ki tov. He sees that menucha is good, so what does he do? He goes to work. Vayet shechmo lizbo v'id lamas oved. They're arbit shver. How can it be? Because he likes menucha, he works hard. So we see from here that if a person is in a matzav of, like the Gemara says about people in Mechuza, the lo avdi chalshi, that if they don't work, they get weak, then adarava, he finds his ikar shalva, his menucha, dafka b'sevel shala shechem, in working b'avodah m'farechas es aguf. And that's the koach of a melus b'torah. When the atzmius of the nefesh becomes like a chamor lemasa, becomes like a donkey who likes to carry heavy burdens, like a donkey who wants to carry the ol ha-torah, so then the midah of a melus is misparetes, breaks out from its tchum, and then conquers areas that don't normally belong to it, until even the midah of menucha goes into the shiltown of this person. And adarav dafka, the kinegdo, becomes an ezer. That's the piskas koach hakibush of midas ha'amelus b'torah, that it conquers even the midas ha'menucha ima babayis. Agam lichbosh es hamalka imi babayis, the pasuk says. So here also, the person becomes such an amel b'torah that even his menucha becomes amelus. That's how connected he is to the Torah. And in the Seder Hazmanim, we also find a chaluka matima lechiluk hamidos ben menucha l'amelus. It says in the pasuk, yetzei adam lepa'alo ula'avodato adei arev, that the day is the time of Pu'ula and Amelus, and night is the time of Menucha and Shalva. And somebody who's Nizhar b'chol leilosav ve'inu ma'avir afilu achas mehem b'sheinu v'sicha, the Rambam says. So his nights are for Talmud Torah and Divrei Chochmah. So in other words, normally a person during the day is working hard, and at night he's relaxing. But somebody who's such an amel b'torah, his way of relaxing at night is that he comes home and he says, oh, I need to relax. And he opens up those huge gemaras that people used to learn from, and he starts to read. Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Ritva, Rashba, Rambam, Kesef, Mishnah. Pnei Yoshua, Reb Chaim, that's his relaxation. He transforms his man menucha to his zman of amelus. So he is bepchinas chamor garim legabe ol Torah. It's because his midah of amelus is not only active in the trumat migreda, only in its specific area, but rather it has the power, it has the light to conquer other areas as well, even areas that contradict it, even contradictory areas. That's in B'chukosai Teilechu, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah. So a person is only Zochet Das Torah if he's Amel B'Torah. And not only that, but the Zechia B'Das Torah, meriting Das Torah, weighs as much as his Amelus B'Torah. It's commensurate to his Amelus B'Torah. It is impossible to be Zochet to even a kuda achas in the mile of Das Torah if you don't have a parallel in the kuda in the mile of Amelus B'Torah. So mimotza davar atala meid. From this we learn that Das Torah cannot be megala its koach hakibush if it's Amelus B'Torah. It's not megala its koach hakibush. Remember we said Amelus B'Torah is kovesh, even the area of rest. And Das Torah is only as much as the Amelus B'Torah. So Das Torah is also going to conquer to the extent that Amelus B'Torah is conquered. And we already learned what's the Koach HaKibush of Das Torah. That Das Torah conquers the area of Rishus also. That not only is the Das able to decide in Torah matters, but from that, the Das is also able to decide in Rishus matters. In the Koach HaKibush of Amelus B'Torah, is not only is it conquering the area of day, which is the time of Amelus B'Torah, but even night. So now that we learned, unbelievably, this beautiful, and again, this is consistent with Rav Futner's Mahalach and just about every Maimer and all of Sifrei Pachad Yitzchak, of two dinim, two categories. A lot of Mamarim, he has a number of two dinim. So here he has two dinim of Melech in the Sanhedrin. One's Machriya Divrei Rishus, and one's Machriya and Divrei Halacha. And then in a person's own personal life, there's Divrei Rishus and Divrei Halacha. That's Koach Hadas. That Koach Hadas is only Zocha when he has a commensurate Amelus B'Torah, which also has two dinim, the Amel of the day, which then conquers the Amel of the night, that even at night a person's Amel, that's considered his rest. And then if he's really if he's Zochet to properly be Amel B'Torah, then he has proper Das Torah. And that means that Das Torah is also going to conquer both categories, both the category of Rishus and the category of Mitzvah. And we define Keser Torah as somebody who's the crown of Torah, that Torah is now the king everywhere. Torah is not only going to decide halacha, but Torah is also going to decide divrei rishus, just like a king decides divrei rishus. That's the kisra shel Torah. And now, how beautifully, amazingly sweet is the lashon of the Rambam, lefidus mahalach, harotze lizkos bekeser bekisra shel Torah. If you want to be zochet to keser Torah, you want to have the crown of Torah, you want Torah to be king, you want Torah to rule all areas of your life, not only Divrei Mitzvah, but also Divrei Rishus. Yizar b'chol le'losav, memela amelus b'Torah has to be the same. And even at night, you're going to be careful. V'lo yobad afilu achad mehem, v'sheinu v'achilu v'shtia v'sicha v'chayotze behem, el b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. And therefore, what you're going to do is, you're going to be careful every night also, not to lose too much by sleeping and eating and drinking and schmoozing, but rather with Torah and chachma. And this way, the Amelus B'Torah has conquered night, and therefore the Das Torah is also going to conquer Divrei Rishus, giving the person the Kisra Shel Torah, the Hadvarim Hayu Meirim B'Yoser V'Neflaim U'Mesukim Midvash V'Neifes Sufim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.